parish church. In the 15th century, a small chapel was converted into this large church. Until 1693, the Bavarian town of Passau asserted its rights to the parish, which were eventually passed to the abbey. The church was converted to the Baroque style in 1715 under Abbot Berthold Dietmeier, furnished with Rococo altars and paintings by Kremser Schmidt, real name Martin Johann Schmidt, in 1771. And in 1900, it was fitted with a neo-Gothic decor in accordance with the fashion of the time. This church has borne witness to so many catastrophes in this town. The altar of St. Sebastian was donated by the community to mark the plague in 1652. Immediately to your right, by the entrance, there is a high water mark in the church. After a very heavy storm in 1727, 26 people lost their lives in the flood. As flooding is a topic that recurs throughout the history of Melk, I will come back to this subject later. Have you heard about the Great Town Fire of 1847? It destroyed both the presbytery and the church spire, which was rebuilt in Vienna in 1863 in line with the plans for the parish church in Hietzing. Can you imagine? All around the church there used to be a cemetery, and a few remaining gravestones from the 16th and 17th centuries have been kept against the outer walls as a reminder of that fact. It is worth noting the red marble slab of Windberger, a Melk citizen, with a depiction of the agony in the garden, and, above all, the so-called Mount of Olives group, which was created as a tomb in 1502, an important work of the late Gothic period. Christ stands in the centre, surrounded by the four side motifs of the groups present at the agony in the garden on the Mount of Olives.